Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. Gen Z is going retro, embracing dumb phones, old game consoles, and vintage gadgets as younger consumers seek simpler, less connected technology. Welcome in tech expert Paul Hochman, former tech editor of the Today Show, president of Humongous Media. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And Paul, I want you to make me feel really sad right now. What's the definition of retro as far as Gen Z is concerned?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to even go with that. I'm going to actually make you feel good because you used the word dumb, old, and vintage in your intro there. and that's exactly what I am. So the thing is...
You and me both, Paul.
Yeah, well, guess what? The trend is really exciting to me. And then we'll get into the numbers, which is big business, by the way. But the trend is towards devices and technology that I can actually operate. and it's true. Gen Z is really flocking to what we older people consider to be retro, or, you know, sort of backward looking. And, you know, an easy example, vinyl records, right? Now, this is a trend that's been going on for some time, but they just this year went past $1 billion in annual sales and annual revenue for vinyl records. Film photography. Global film sales grew 127% this last year. 40% roughly of new film photography customers are under the age of 25. Print books, 75% year-over-year surge. 80% of books bought by 13 to 24-year-olds are printed copies. Now, this is not a small issue. What it means, obviously, is big business. But what it also means is it's a bit of a kickback against what is an obvious surge in digital technology in everyday life, whether it's AI or other, a concern for things that are not seeming to be real, a concern about resources. Is that AI slop, or is it real person? My almost 18-year-old son sort of, you know, said, oh, that's not a good idea, Dad, if you're going to use AI, because you're going to use too much water. So my point is not to make fun of that. My point is to say that's a huge business trend and an observation anybody in this world should take note of.
Well, it's very interesting. This dovetails with some new numbers that we're seeing about usage of social media applications, Facebook and other text-based social media that millennials embraced because Facebook was available to them when they were in college, and then people my age and our parents embraced because Mark Zuckerberg opened that up for everybody. But the kids, their kids aren't really embracing social media to the degree that their older siblings and their parents did. And maybe it is that search for authenticity and also a desire to get away from algorithms governing your life.
That's exactly right. The only thing I'd amend about your statement is the maybe part. It's quite clear, at least from the data that I've seen, that people, especially young people, Gen Z in particular, are tired of disbelieving their environment, disbelieving their surroundings. And the disbelief comes from the junk, basically, that comes over the transom driven by an algorithm that Zuckerberg or Musk or somebody else has mastered. So in a nutshell, it's not so much about the medium it is about the content. Is it real or not? Authenticity really is the word of the day. You want to sell a product these days? Authenticity is the byword if you're going to be successful.
The physical media, I understand, because once again, it goes back to the algorithm discussion. Do you want to control the experience? And on top of that, I remember this from birthdays and holidays. It was a lot of fun to open up a present and there's a VHS or a CD or a record, something you can hold and really look forward to enjoying. And you don't have that experience when you purchase it friction-free in an online store.
First of all, that's absolutely right. And second of all, I think in addition to the frictionless sort of purchase, which has its own virtues and its drawbacks, in the end, in some ways, which we haven't talked about directly, but I think it's really important, it's about ownership. In the end, a product, a physical product, whether it's a vinyl record or, you know, God help us, a VHS tape or something of the like, a film camera where the film cartridge has been rolled up and gets sent to some, it's a thing you hold. It's a thing you own. And I think the undertone of all this, or a lot of it, is when people are awash in a digital sea, they don't feel like any of that sea is owned by them. They feel like they're almost the recipient of all that energy. Instead, if you own a record, if you own the film, if you own the camera, you feel like you're connected to the experience as well as to the device. So I think ownership is part of it, too.
And then lastly, on the film camera discussion, I mean, Kodachrome does give us those nice, bright colors and the greens of summers and all the world's a sunny day. But the reality is, the pictures that you take on your phone do seem like short moments in time. And if you take a picture on film, it just has this depth that in your mind's eye, it looks like it's going to last forever.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, if there's a real syndrome where people will take a picture of damn near anything, forgive me, and they will forget about it in about 8 seconds. In other words, they're glad they had the moment, you know, selfies included. The number of selfies taken by Gen Z, I think, exceeds the number of words spoken in human history, you know? So it's there's a whole ton of it, but to your point, it devalues it. And so, yes, something that actually is owned, sure, but then ends up as a physical thing you can look at, does suggest longevity, does suggest that it's going to be around for a while, and therefore adds to its value.
Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour.